This is a Tabwosophy podcast.
With the presidential campaign heating up, the Oscars around the corner, and the Super Bowl days away, we're hammered constantly with super personalities, including all the commentators, demanding our attention and our admiration. In pure contrast to this gang of notables is another group who flourish without fanfare. They are modest in their needs and expectations. They dream not of wealth and fame. Instead, they dream of stability and humility. They share instead of take. They happily make do with what they have and make a sport out of making do, redoing, and doing without. They have found the joy in being instead of wanting. And they are few in number, so we must be alert to spot them. But they can be found everywhere if we have the eyes to see. Technically, they could be called unselfish, optimistic, skeptical, realistic humanitarians. Over 2,000 years ago, a wise man called them the meek. Our English translation of the original Aramaic word that he used is deficient because it has a denotation of weakness. There is no weakness here. To be meek is to be human. Why are we so easily mesmerized by the super personality gang who have nothing to teach us? What can we learn from the meek? Why is meekness a virtue that most don't consider valuable or even desirable? Why is it that instead we worship the proud, loud, imprudent, brazen, audacious, and shameless? Meek is not the right word to describe this group. Maybe the right word is wise, meaning having and showing good sense and judgment, and always being aware of what is really going on. That wise man also said they were blessed, and the earth was theirs. Let him who has ears to hear, hear. Carpe diem.
From my tub to yours, Carl.